Hi, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm reading I've Been Helping My Son Bathe. This is update number 10. Hey, I missed updating yesterday because we spent the whole day together. Details about that in this post. I'm working late tonight again, so I won't see him till tomorrow, but I found some time today/tonight to very quickly type this up for you all. I had such a wonderful time yesterday, so strap in. I woke up early and decided to make him some breakfast in bed. Pancakes and coffee are his absolute favorite. So, after I got done with that, I walked into his room with the tray. He was just rousing up from sleep, rubbing his eyes as I walked toward him. But he smiled as soon as he realized what I was carrying. I sat down at the end of the bed and watched him eat, talking about nothing in particular. I was just wearing a longer shirt, and we were talking when I saw him sneak glances at my nipples, which were pointing straight through the top. He was sleeping naked because, as he was nearly finished, I saw his penis outlined under the sheet, having grown since he woke up. I chose to stare at it, which only served to make it bounce slightly, confirming he definitely saw me looking. "So, what do you want to do today, honey?" I said in a suggestive way, not taking my eyes off his cock. "It looks like you've got a little problem there which might need taken care of." "Yeah, I'll need some help, Mom. What do you think?"
Well, let's look at what we've got to work with.
Then we can decide," I said, pulling the sheets down over his feet, releasing his cock from the covers. I reached forward, gripping it in just one hand. And he said, "Do you really think you need to wear that?" pointing to my top. "Not really. I'm glad you said that, baby." With my other hand, I pulled my top off, and we were once again naked together. Without saying another word, I crawled up with him on the bed and lay next to him, head on his stomach, breasts squished up against his thighs. And I took him in my mouth. He was groaning so hard and actually put his hand on my head, guiding me up and down as I sucked. It was getting really sloppy, but he was lasting a lot longer than the night before. Soon enough, though, his breathing became faster and faster, and I started talking. "Are you gonna come for Mommy? Please come in my mouth, baby. I want to taste you so bad." That was too much for him, because his body started to seize, and I took as much as I could of him in my mouth before he came down my throat. I held my mouth around him through his bucking before he started to settle down, and I pulled away, swallowing before turning up to look at him as he smiled. He must have said thank you 1,000 times, which made me laugh. As I crawled up the bed and we cuddled gently and drifted back to sleep in naked embrace. When I woke up, I was a bit delirious, but through the nap, I lay there with one leg straight across his body, on his penis. He was still out, so I nuzzled into his neck, left my leg there, pushed myself tighter to him, and fell back to sleep. When I woke up again, it was 3 p.m. Fuck. Wasted weekend, I thought. As lovely as it was to sleep next to him like that, I still had some stuff I still had to do, and I didn't want to wake him. I hopped out of bed and ran some errands around town before returning home with the week's groceries. He was out of bed by this stage, wearing just some briefs, and beckoned me over to cuddle on the couch. How could I resist? I walked over and nuzzled into him again. I smelled soap when I got close to him. "Have you already showered?" I asked him, a bit puzzled. "Yeah, I felt up to it today. That nap had me quite sweaty, so I did it myself." "Oh, honey, that's great to hear. I'm so glad you're getting better." "Not without your help, Mom, honestly. You've been so good to me through all of this." "Well, it's my job," I laughed. "I was looking forward to it tonight.
but I'm glad you could do it yourself. I kissed his cheek and went to put dinner on the table, where he joined me in the kitchen and we ate together for the first time since his accident. I was a little sad we weren't going to shower together, but I was getting hornier and hornier by the minute because I knew he'd need it taken care of again. When we'd finished, he asked if we could watch a movie. I obliged, but first, I went into my bedroom and changed out of my clothes and back into wearing some oversized top with nothing underneath. By the time I took my seat on the couch, he changed too, having stripped all of his clothes off, which made me giggle when I saw him. He was hard again before he placed his head on my lap, inches away from my boobs. The film started, but I was only focused on one thing, rubbing my hands all over his chest and lower stomach. He shifted his weight so that I had full access to his body. He looked up at me from my thighs and said, "Could you take off your top? It's lonely being naked without you." Of course I did. Then I sat back down, naked together again. He didn't look backward toward the TV again, instead looked right up at me, craning his neck just a little bit, and took my nipple in his mouth. Fuck me. It feels like I've waited forever for him to make a move like that, and it's not much, but definitely a start. We made long eye contact as I watched and felt him squeeze and lick my chest, sucking on my weighty breasts. I propped his head up with a pillow so he didn't have to strain, and with his tongue on my nipple, I spat into my hand before grabbing his cock in my hand, doing long, slow, wet strokes from base to tip. Both of our breathing found a new rhythm together. We're working together. Oh, fuck, baby. That feels so good. You have no idea. I moaned down at him. He responded by pinching the nipple that wasn't in his mouth, and I hung my head back on the couch, forgetting about my job and just feeling the warmth of his mouth. I love having my nipples played with, and the tension of the situation was just adding to the pleasure. "Do you think you can come like this, baby?" I said, looking back toward him. "Of course I can. You've got magic hands, Mom," he said before poking his tongue out and flicking my areola. "Keep licking, honey. Your mouth feels so good," I managed to stutter out. I got to work, jerking him in long, fast strokes, spitting on my hands as I needed more lube while he sucked on me the whole time, never once stopping but getting more and more vigorous and bold as he came closer and closer to coming. Soon enough, he spat on my breasts and moaned a long, guttural way, "Oh, Mommy," and came. It shot right out of his penis and landed up around his chest before he put his head down, exhausted. We laid like that for at least 20 minutes, my hand stroking his head, and he fell asleep. I got up, wiped him off, and walked him to bed before leaving him there for the night. He said, "I love you," as I left, which melted my heart. P.S. A lot of you are desperate for him to touch me, and while I am too, I've got to be mindful of hurting him further. He's still a little sore and bruised, so I'm happy to wait for a while until he lets me know he's ready for anything like that. But after he sucked my boob last night, it's only a matter of time now, I think, especially since he's getting stronger and stronger by the day. On to story number 11. Hey there. I finished work very late again last night, so no update, unfortunately. I got home a little earlier than usual tonight, but still before he was asleep, so I got to spend some more quality time with my son. Things went a little differently tonight, as you'll see, however. This is a long one. When I got home, he had already showered and was sitting on the couch, just in briefs. This made me a little sad because I was home earlier than usual and wanted to shower with him, but I hadn't told him my movements. I'm glad he was getting a little better and stronger by the day. Besides, Both of us knew at this point what a shower meant. Foreplay for what was to come. So him expediting that process seemed very fair. I jumped into the shower myself and came out wearing a crop top. And this time, however, I had a black G-string I put on, partly because I wanted to see his reaction, and partly because I think it makes me look really sexy. We sat on the couch and cuddled for a while, just him listening to all my complaints about working, and me listening to him talk about being bored without me around the house. I held him really tightly as we were sitting there and he reciprocated. It was a really special moment that I won't soon forget, especially because around halfway through, his hand found his way down to my butt and he jiggled it a little as we spoke. I really like that, honey, I said after a bit of pause in conversation. What's that? Having my ass played with. I've always loved being squeezed and parted. It makes me feel like I'm being loved. I love it too, Mom, your ass, I mean. It's so soft and round, he laughed. You've got an amazing body. I love hearing you say that, sweetie. You know my feelings about your body. To be frank, your big, juicy cock, I giggled slightly, placing just a hand over it and feeling his erection, which now was rock solid. He responded by pulling it out, and I noticed he shaved completely again. Not a skerrick of stubble anywhere. He saw my reaction and said, I like to keep myself like this. Well, I love it too, honey. Makes it look bigger, if that's even possible. Saying this as I rubbed my hand all over it, feeling his smooth balls and even going further down, just gently tickling his taint ever so slightly, which made his cock bounce, eliciting a giggle from both of us. He paused for a second as if considering what to say next, then said, I like seeing you shave too, Mom. Yeah, you've mentioned that, I giggled, letting go of his cock and taking my top off for him, which elicited a long sigh from him. That G-string is really nice too. Oh, this old thing? I lied, badly. It barely covers anything. Anyway, I said while turning around and poking my butt toward him, grab a hold if you want. His hands clasped my ass cheeks firmly. Obviously remembering what I said, he pulled my cheeks apart. This made my head drop and he played with it for a while, lifting and squeezing it while I stood over him. I think I'd look even better with it off. What do you think? Can I, he paused, looking for his words. Can I take it off? Of course. But I'm staying like this, I replied. My heart was racing by now. I felt his hands take either side of my band, and he slowly peeled it out of my ass. As I bent over even further before it was down around my ankles, neither of us showed any sign of embarrassment, and he re-grabbed my ass, spreading both my holes in front of his face. Fuck, he sighed. You're completely hairless. I know, I giggled. Do you like it? Fuck, we're getting bold. I love it, Mom. You can. Oh, God. I'm actually going to say it, I thought. You can touch it if you want. Are you sure? He asked with a lump in his throat. Well, it's only fair, don't you think? He didn't say anything else, but his hands crept inward toward my pussy, and I felt his fingers grip either side of it for the first time. I tried to stick it out as far as I could, bent back all the way out, giving him access, and I felt myself starting to grip my breasts, pinching at my nipples while he started rubbing with his fingers all around it. All I could do was moan. Parting my lips ever so slightly, he found my clit. As soon as his fingers hit it, I let out a low, oh, fuck, baby. And this was the cue he needed. I was soaking wet at this point, so he dipped his finger in me ever so slightly and then moved back down to my clit, doing low circles around it. It felt so fucking amazing. I can't even describe. This is what I've been waiting for. And it was everything I'd hoped for. He used his other hand to push into my pussy in tandem with a finger in my clit. And I thought I was going to faint. I had to turn back around before I did, sliding myself off his hands as he said, "Not at all, baby. But if I stay like that, I'll drop," while trying to laugh my horniness off. He sat back and I knelt down in front of him saying, "Now let me show you how much I love it. How much I love you." And I stuffed his penis as far back into my mouth as I could, holding myself down there before I needed air. I came up gasping and used both my hands to stroke his cock, wet as ever. He was moaning so loudly while saying, "Oh God, oh fuck, Mom. Honey, your dick is so fat. You touching my pussy felt so good." I kept saying through slurps, reinforcing the fact that if he wants to touch me again, he could. At one point, I couldn't take it anymore. I let go of him with one of my hands and reached down and started rubbing myself with his cock in my mouth. I was moaning like crazy, and the vibrations from my mouth was having an effect on him. "I'm rubbing myself now, honey. You turn me on so much I can't help it," I said before taking his balls into my mouth. He looked down and he saw my arm disappearing beneath me, the movement from my jiggling breasts all over his legs. "Oh God, Mom, this is so hot. I can't hold it much longer. Fuck, you're so hot." I wasn't super close to coming, but knew that if I did now, it would be a waste if you couldn't see me fully. Having him watch me masturbate with his cock in my mouth only furthered my horniness, but I thought I could get myself off after he'd come, or at least tomorrow. He started bucking his hips, and I let go of myself using both hands and my mouth, trying to finish him off right into my open mouth. 2 nights off was enough for him to build a huge load, and it went everywhere. My boobs, face, and in my mouth. He was bucking like crazy, so his aim was off and going everywhere. He stumbled back and I fell onto the floor, my legs tired from squatting and kneeling. And I knew then that tonight wasn't the right time for me to just start back up on myself again. I wanted more from him, so I thought, there's always tomorrow. "God, Mom, you're amazing," he stuttered out after a minute. "No, you are, honey," I said, getting up to give him a kiss on the forehead. "Tomorrow night, I want you to touch me again, okay?" His ears pricked up a little to what I said as it sunk in. "I'd love that, Mom. Like, I'd really love that. Your body is amazing. I want to touch it more." "So do it, sweetie. I'm so ready for you," I said, and then snuck away to the shower again to wash his cum off of me, and then quickly type this up. So a huge night with lots of progress. Tomorrow night is going to be more about me, I think. And while I'm excited, I'm quietly nervous about what we're going to do. Playing everything by ear has been the way to go so far, and I can't wait to see what comes tomorrow. All right. Post number 12. Hey, so I've been getting quite a few PMs asking me to describe how I look and sort of work that into the way I write. So more to think about this update. I'll try to include some extra details about that. Not sure how I'm going to do that, but I'll try my best. A huge step in the right direction for us tonight, and my heart's still kind of beating fast. God, this is really picking up some pace now and moving forward, but I'm here for all of it. I'm typing this up in the wee hours of the morning because after we were done, we both fell asleep pretty quickly. Let me fill you in. When I got home from work, he was on the couch and I walked straight over to him, bending over to kiss his forehead. Pulling back, I said, I don't smell soap on you tonight. Does that mean you didn't need a shower? Looking up from his phone, he smiled. I waited for you to get home tonight. It feels like it's been a few days. It certainly has. I've missed it. Me too. That's why I waited, he said, standing up. We walked down to the bathroom together and stripped off our clothing. And being well past the point of any embarrassment by this stage, we watched each other closely while doing so. I ran the water for it to warm up. And then we stepped in and I began washing him. And he surprisingly didn't just stand there. Instead, his hands were all over me. He was still careful about my pussy, only going around it, which I thought was kind of endearing. Him still being coy with me. When it came time to wash his penis, I again found myself squatted in front of him. But once I had rinsed all the soap off, I looked up at him and gave his head a little lick. His head fell back as I did this, and he moaned, "Oh, Mom," while placing his hands on the back of my head, pushing himself deeper into my mouth. I fell forward onto my knees to stabilize and held my own hands behind my back, pushing my chest out while he controlled my head with his thrusts and hands. He pulled out, letting me spit out for air, before flopping his cock all over my face while I tried to catch him again with my mouth. This had us both giggling a little, because it was a bit like cat and mouse. Eventually, I managed to slurp him back inside and he resumed using my mouth wide open. His moans were serving their purpose of turning me on even more, and I knew I had to have even more of him to feel his touch and maybe even later his tongue. I moved my arms back around to grasp the base of his cock and pulled my head back, taking his length out of my throat before letting all the excess spit dribble down my chin and onto my boobs. He seemed way more stable than the other night. But still, not wanting a fall, I stood up before he got too carried away, and we finished the shower. He made no protest, since he knew I wouldn't just leave him halfway and finished like that. We jumped out, dried off, and he said very casually, "Couch? Why don't you come to my bedroom tonight? You touching me last night had thoughts running through my head all day. I'd like you to, I don't know, do it again. If you want to, of course." Fuck. Where did my imagined confidence go? "I can manage that, Mom. Let's go now, though. I need you." "Oh, you need me, hey. First time I heard you say that in years," I laughed. "Yes, well now, things are a bit different." "You can say that again," I said, while taking his hand and leading him to my room. He slapped my butt gently while I was walking, which elicited a grin. I turned over my shoulder, making sure to show him. When we got to the bedroom, my heart was racing for what I was about to do. He was still following me, but instead of laying him down, this time I crawled up onto the bed and raised my ass. I lowered my knees into frog pose. My heels were more together than my knees, and my ass pointed straight toward him, everything fully exposed for him to see. I had my head dropped, since getting used to the feeling of being so naked in front of him, but quickly, and while pushing my wet hair over my shoulder, I turned to him and said, "Baby, I'd really like you to touch me again. Last night felt really good, and I need it again." He didn't say anything, but I saw his mouth hanging at his mother, bending over on all fours for him, waiting for him to return the favor a little. "Oh God, Mom, this is so hot," he murmured out. "Well," I said, still looking back at him. "I've always loved being bent over like this." He crept forward, still a little in shock at what he was seeing, but when I felt his hand squeezing my cheeks, my head hung again, and I felt him making circles around my hips and ass. He was staring right into my holes. I could feel his eyes burning right through me, even though I couldn't see him. I was expecting a finger to touch my pussy at first, but was surprised when something warmer and wetter pressed against it. His tongue. My head shot up as soon as he did, not in shock, but in pleasure. I had my son's mouth pressed up onto my clit, making small circles around it, and he was moaning loudly. "Oh God, fuck, baby." I moaned back at him, raising my hips up for him even more. His lips pulled away from mine, and I heard and felt him spit on it before moving back in, this time pushing his tongue against me firmer. He must have done that for effect, because I knew I was wet. But it worked, because I started grinding my hips all over his face as he licked and gripped with his hands, spreading my ass as far apart as he could before his tongue went deep into me. I nearly dropped. With his tongue still in me and his nose nestled in my asshole, my own hand crept toward my pussy, spreading its hood with my fingers, giving him easier access to circle my clit. After a while, I felt an orgasm building and tried to delay it desperately, squeezing my eyes shut, but my hips had a mind of their own, rubbing up and down his face, trying to extend the pleasure, but his tongue had me where he wanted. Everything, all the delay, all the tension that came to the front, and I yelled, "Oh God, baby, you're gonna make mommy come. Don't stop, baby. Right there." He didn't change anything about what he was doing, and I knew it was going to be over, so I just let loose and felt wave after wave shoot through my body. My legs and ass started jiggling, and he licked me through the orgasm, not giving me a moment's reprieve, and it became too much, and I flattened my stomach onto the bed, still raving. He wasted no time in shifting himself up onto the bed, positioning his cock next to my mouth, that I just opened and let him use it. He was fucking my mouth while I lay there for all about 10 seconds before he yelled to himself, "Oh fuck," and he came right into my mouth. He just collapsed next to me, and I pulled him into a cuddle, mother mode, re-engaging as if I nursed him, asking him if he was okay. He just sighed, a yes, obviously, as overcome with emotion as I was. As we lay there, I stroked his hair, saying, "Thank you," over and over, and we fell asleep like that. After a few hours, I woke up, and he was fast asleep. I nudged him a little, and he crawled up the bed, resting on my pillow and falling asleep again. So I went to the bathroom to type this up, and I'm wide awake with my mind absolutely racing. I hope he's not too sore tomorrow with all the effort that he put in tonight. But I guess I'll find out tomorrow. This update was longer than I thought it would be. There was so much to tell. I can't believe what we just did, really. And we'll have to talk about it tomorrow. But for now, I'm completely satisfied with where we're at.